This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
In Chelek Dalad, Perek Sheni Dalad, about Talmud Torah, and we're holding hay. So he spoke about, until now, about how Torah is mashpi on a person, and how it's in a certain sense the shayrish and yasaid of a lot of things, and it depends both on the person's learning and the person's ha'amaka in what he's learning. And it's both the quantity and the quality of what you learn, the depth of what you learn, both of them contribute to the hashpah that Torah has, to the positive hashpah. Hey, achatnoyim atzichon l'sadu tamar Torah hineheim. The conditions needed to accompany Talmud Torah are Hayira b'Talmud Atzmoy, the sense of Yira while you're learning, V'tikun HaMaisa b'Choleis, and that a person is always being Mesakin Maisav. We'll see a little bit about why Tikun HaMaisa, specifically with Torah, is important, but first, he speaks about the Yira. So the first point he's making is the attitude that you have towards the learning is vital in the learning having its effect on you. Vizeh. Ki hine kol koicha shal Torah einol b'mashe kosha v'toyos b'ash b'osei korva. The reason why Torah has such a powerful effect is not that the words, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through the Torah. Ad shadei adibu ba v'askola timosh hashpah gdor lehi, ach zula se lo yadibu ba l'kidibu shai asokim oi sifri chochmus haskola v'chol shayim v'skolos ha-metzias tivinehem she'em behem el yediyas ha-inyinahu v'imagia menis atzmus yukomai l'klal b'nef shakori amda v'amaskel v'litikun v'alabriya. So he says, you take a book, and a book tells you smart things, good things, right things, and so on. That in itself does not affect you in any way. In other words, you might know how to act properly, but the learning itself and the studying doesn't produce the effect. You know, what he's talking about over here is that the person, just by learning it itself, has some effect on the person. And that effect is only realized when you treat Torah as a hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Lamashal, if I pick up a book, Millie's Conflict, second edition, and I read it, I really don't care who the author is. It means nothing to me. And I read the book, and I try to understand what the points are. Try to think about it, try to debate it. Yes, it could possibly be if it's written well, it might emotionally stir me, but this is information. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if a computer wrote it. The name of the person is meaningless. Let's say I receive a letter from a close friend of mine, and the letter is very warm and very nice. That's very meaningful to me. Why? Because it's my friend talking to me. And so my friend is telling me how he wishes me well and how he thinks about me and so on and so forth. I feel it moves me because it's him. If I receive the same letter from the people trying to sell something or other, same nusach, that they've been thinking about me now and they wish me well and if there's anything they could do for me and they especially made discounts for me to buy, I'm not particularly moved emotionally by it. And the reason is because I don't care about the company or whoever sent me the letter. It's non-entities are concerned. So sometimes, so Torah has its effect on me because it's the Dvar Hashem. It's not only good information, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me. It's talking to every person. So if I treat it like that, it can have its hashpah on me. If I don't treat it at all as Dvar Hashem, and that's evident by my lack of respect for Chas Shalom. So then I don't get anything out of it, because no one is talking to me through the book. So a very critical component of how much hashpah it has on a person is going to be totally in how I'm mesiachas to it. What's my feeling towards it? Okay. And this is one of the many explanations possible for the famous Gemara that says like Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, that they didn't make Birus HaTorah. It means they were quite happy with the knowledge of it and the understanding of it, but it wasn't a Dvar Hashem at all. So they treated it as, you know, wise sayings and so on. The Omnam Hashpah Zayis Hine and Yonah Loikim Rosh Zacharno. This is a Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a divine Hashpah. V'loi Oid Eloshu Ayyisa Olyim V'Niskav Shem Yonah Shach Magirin Zohar Burim. It is the noblest and highest type of Hashpah from all the other things. V'kim Shekein V'arish Rad Lira V'lira V'azke V'nyin Kazer. A person should be in awe when he's Isaac and learning. Shenim Tzohu Nigas V'loikav. He's standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, misasik mamshachas or gadol min elov, and he's being oisik mi mamshach an or gadol. V'nitzor sheivash mishiflus henushi, v'yirash mirotz yisparach. So if somebody talks to me, somebody very chashiv, and I realize how not worthy I am, I'm very uncomfortable. So if I open up a Gemara, I should feel that yira, and I should be very, very shaken. Vehine yogel me'oid mechalka atoyve shezocha lezeh. He should be very happy with what he was zeichet to. Ach bira oda, k'moy she'amru. V'nichal b'zosh le'eshe b'kalas roish. Person should not sit flippantly. V'lo yinag shuminig b'zoyen le'bidvareo le'sfareo. It shouldn't act light, with anything that says. V'yedav nimi oimid v'im is asik. And he should know in front of whom he's standing and being oisik. If he's missing this tonight, lo timoshech ha'or al yoda, he doesn't get this ha'or. V'lo yedvarv al kishak al dibur of nushim. All Torah is going to be is just another human speaking, human interaction. Hegyono kikori geris. His reading of it is going to be like reading a letter. Because that's what I'm treating it as. I'm not treating it with the yira that where it's coming from, and the mela. Akadosh Baruch is not talking to me through it. But Adrab, le'ashra sichoshalay shekol akadosh v'mayra. In some ways, there's a tainus of the person. How did you approach the Hashem without mayra? Or make rosh me'boyre. Oydem davar l'fanim is asik toshasi yisparach. And this is a bit of a difficult inyan in terms of mayra shem machzir l'mutav. When you're being makar of people and trying to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning is very, very effective. So I need to sit down and learn together with somebody who basically is not on board with all these inyanim. And it is the Kedushas HaTorah that it does work on people even without that. So I'd be mechalik to somebody who can't possibly know and understand this, all of this, still Torah has a way of breaking through to a person who knows better, and he's by not treating it the way it says, he's mistreating it. In other words, if the king is walking around incognito, or he hasn't announced his arrival, and I see him, and I schmooze with him, and I don't treat him specially, special, so. It's not really a taina to me. I didn't know who you are. I never saw. If I'm one of those people who lives in the palace, and I see them all the time, and I still treat them, you know, kind of, hi Joe, how are things going? There's a taina to me. So somebody who's a person from outside, who we sit down and we learn together, so we can rely that there's something that Kedushas HaTorah that will break through and be mashpia on the person. And out of it, it's one of the healthiest ways to bring people closer, because B'chol is we're tying you into Torah. A person who knows better, or should know better, and he treats it flippantly, is not going to get anything out of the Torah. Torah is going to be
that'd be why perhaps learning with someone who's not so into learning, but is, you know, from a religious background, in a way which is light, in order to kind of make it more fun, would not be an effective way.
It's a balance. You have to. There's a difference in young kids, or somebody older. Somebody older, it's a lot of times it's counterproductive. He might be more into it, but for the wrong reasons. So you're reinforcing in him the stereotype that it's Dvar Shema Bekach. I don't know. There's a story. Somebody came to Rabbi Ochber. This person was a brilliant young fellow, Shiva, and he said a teretz in the Rambam, on a Shver Rambam. So Rabbi thought a moment, and he said, "No, there's a kasha from here." So the guy was very quick. He said, "Okay, so we'll say the exact opposite. He'll hold like this, and hold like this, and this way, and that." And he redid the chet. Rabbi got very annoyed. He said, in the old days, the gypsies used to go from town to town. They used to like do a little shtick and stuff. And one of the things they did was they had a bear dance. They would have a bear in chains, and they would play an accordion, and they taught the bear how to dance along with the accordion. It was like a big thing. A bear is not, usually doesn't know how to dance, usually doesn't like to dance, and it's, you know, he'd rather have you for supper than dance. And to train, you know, that's a performance that they did. So God told him, "Do you think the Rambam is a bear that he's going to dance to your tunes?" In other words, he felt the person was too flippant, like I'll dray until I dray the Rambam. I mean, he felt there was a lack of earnestness in the person taking the Rambam seriously. So the ulam kefi madregas hamoyra v'shir akovid v'zehiras boy ken yeshir yekar limud madregas hashpar shel siyadi. The more a person has Yiras Hashem when he's learning it, and he understands that this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to him through the words of Torah, the more it does have Hashpah on him. So the first criterion for getting the Hashpah from Torah is treating it like the Dvar Hashem. Okay, we'll hold it here.